Welcome to Local Matters, where I'm in the studio today with people with whom I share a great passion, and that is for libraries and books. And the organization itself is called Putnam County Library Friends. And the two people I'm very lucky to have today are Marcia Flatt, who is the current Putnam County Library Friends board president and has served the past 2 years as secretary. Connie's list is a bit longer if I were to read it, so I'm with Connie Albright, whose list of duties and responsibilities for the Putnam County Library Friends is quite a bit longer. And I think I'd rather just start by saying, Connie, tell us what it is you do and what you've been doing with Putnam County Library Friends.
Well, I was the organizer of the steering committee that started the Putnam County Library Friends. And our first year was in 2001, and we proceeded from there. We are a nonprofit 501c3 organization. Currently, I am treasurer for our board of directors and have worked on the Dinner with an Author Committee and other various parts of our group as it has grown. In the other things that I am working with is our Friends of Tennessee Libraries, which is a state organization, and they help local libraries across the state start Friends groups. And have served as president of that organization and also as membership chair. I started as the Upper Cumberland Regional representative on that organization, and now am serving as the Falling Water River representative.
Wow.
Which they have changed names because the regions have grown some.
Yes.
They've reorganize those, and so
right.
They've changed the names.
Right. You know, and I'm familiar with some of the names because, as I think one or both of you might know, my love of books and libraries began with the fact that I oddly could read by the age of three. And in the 1960s in Tennessee, nobody knew what to do about that. And I therefore was just itching to get into kindergarten, and I was always exploding with energy. So and I vaguely remember that I was and was told that I couldn't be put down for a nap, so I would read to the kids at nap time. And then in first grade was given that same responsibility, which I don't remember at all, but it went from there. And being a kid with too much energy meant that I would always go to teachers with an extra project that I'd want to do, and every teacher had to tell the next one up whatever he comes to you and says he wants to do. He's probably going to write a play and put everybody in this ensemble cast and direct it, and just let him do it or he'll drive you crazy. So by age 10, I went to earn my community service badge for scouting, and there was a man named Dr. Lewis Johnson associated with the Tennessee Tech Library who's my badge advisor, and he, along with my Aunt Jean Evelyn Warren, who you were neighbors with more
yes.
or less for so many years, who was my mother, my surrogate mother, got together and decided, let's put him in the library to do volunteer work as a part of community service. And it was to be 10 hours, and it went on for 5 more years. I loved it so much, and they just let me, same thing, like, I want to do this, I want to do that, and they let me, if you will. And I helped them move, and there were two funny photos from the Herald Citizen that era, and me in overalls with a little salad bowl haircut, and I was literally put on the back of a pickup truck with carts of books before we focus on safety for children. And I just sat in the back of the pickup, and my responsibility was to not let the carts flip over the side of the pickup and make sure the books didn't fall out. And, you know, I mean, if you fall out, just, you know, they were moving slow, but, you know, mm-hmm. and if you fall out, just jump back in and, you know. And then we went was then a new and very futuristic modern in terms of architecture and thought and intent and purpose in design, this library that to me at the time was space age. And now that we did that in 74, if I remember right, if you know your history of libraries. But I was lucky to be under the tutelage of two librarians who were under the tutelage of the woman that started libraries here in her own home, and that was Clara Cox Epperson. And under her tutelage was Clara Starnes and then Sarah Whitaker. So I got this directly, you know, from these original librarians and have loved libraries since then. So there have been boards along the way, but to know that there's a Friends of the Library for me just warms my heart, because that was my home away from home, you know, for years. So, and I know you do a lot of other activities in the community, and both of you then, you know, Marcia and Connie, must be aware of the fact that you're involved with what we were once taught, and is still, I think, picking up speed again, civic duty. Civic pride. You can have civic pride as a result of you performing civic duty. You know, we're all responsible to the communities that help raise us or that we grew up in, to give something back. And here you are giving something back. And I know you don't think of yourself as presiding over anything, but as president, what do you preside over and what do you do?
So I do preside over monthly meetings that we have with the Putnam County Library Board, and just kind of make sure, just be the facilitator in those meetings and make sure we use the very limited time we have to get a lot of things done very wisely. So I do preside over those meetings, and then I just kind of guide everyone along. I came to the Friends of the Library Board a little bit differently than Connie. I was conned into it by a good friend of mine, who at that time.
As was I, in a way, sure. as a 10-year-old. So, you know, we all sort of, we're brought to it. Go ahead.
Yeah. He, at that time, was the president of the Putnam County Library Friends, and he knows how much I love books and reading and anything written word. So he asked me to fill the position of secretary. And I did it and just immediately loved it and loved being part of this passionate group who is all about supporting their local library, which is so very important to a community.
Yeah, and for life in general. And I've watched this trend kind of come and go, where people proudly announce, I don't read books. And I think, what a shame, you know. And in being taught how to socialize, you know, one of the things that we were taught is to start a conversation easily by saying, "Have read any good books lately?" That was such a common phrase that just rolled off your tongue, you know, rather than getting into a heated discussion about politics or impending doom. And, you know, read any good books lately, you know? And I'm seeing it happening again. Both of you may or may not know, I'm opening a rare and collectible bookstore here in Cookeville, of a collection that I've had for some years when I had a business many years ago. And so I love books, and for me as a business person, I love that it's at least a trend, and hopefully the trend will remain. You've probably seen ups and downs in reading as Friends of the Library, and watched how many people come and go, and who's actually checking out books and who's using a computer or not. Would that be fair to say?
To some degree, that would probably be more on the Putnam County Library Board of Trustees, that they keep more track of the circulation and things like that for the library.
Yeah.
As a Friends group, being a 501c3, we are really separate from the library. We're a separate organization, and we kind of do our own thing, but we support the library, and with what funds we do bring in goes back into the library in some form or another, whether it be buying things for them that's not in their budget, or programming, bringing people into the library through the programming that we provide.
That's great. And it's just something that's essential, as you said, to the community. And I think life in general, it's sort of a life skill that you need, which is reading. And so in many ways, you're promoting reading, quite literally, you know, and are part of that. And there wasn't a Friends of the Putnam County Library Friends years ago that I can think of. I can remember a board, and the woman who headed at the time was Ann Lowe, who was passionate and driven about the library and reading in general, you know. So, and you were talking about regions, and I alluded to the fact that I'd worked at the Putnam County Library, but I knew about the regions because I went from the Putnam County Library on to work for the Upper Cumberland Regional Library, which provided a bookmobile service to 9 counties in Tennessee. So we got to go in these rural areas where, at the time, many people who had not had educations were either retired, or those that were still working were still seeking out educations in a way that I don't see us necessarily doing now. We go to the internet for information, but are we really seeking to learn, and are we aspiring to read more and more and more? And that's what the bookmobile did, was brought books to people who literally didn't have cars and couldn't get to a local library, but could wander down the road to their local store or community center or church or person's home. And that's where we mostly left books and brought them back from, you know. And I don't want to go back in time, but I would love to see, you know, in the future that we can continue doing that. You're really just continuing doing what libraries always did. So in a way, we don't have to lament the downfall of reading in our society so much as continue doing what we're doing, you know. And I'd sort of heard of you and met you or saw you before at an event that honored you. And we can talk about that on another show. But you invited me in for Donuts and an Author. And,
yes.
You know, as a children's book writer and illustrator, it was just the right time for me. The book had just come out. It was in honor and memory of my uncle. And the story is loosely woven around his life in nature and how important nature was to him. And for usual, it's not the writing and illustrating that is the ultimate fun part. The ultimate fun part is when you're done and then hear the responses from the children, who, and you find out that some of them are intelligent, some of them are curious, some of them, when I say are intelligent, are far more intelligent than the other ones, and some of them can be younger than the older ones, who have a sort of more organic reaction to it. You're sort of like, well, that was cool, you know. But then you'll have other people saying, speaking of animals, did you know? And they'll talk about a species of animals and its habits and so on. And we'll talk more about that when you come back, children and books, as I'm here with Putnam County Library friends on local matters. So, but we need to listen to our sponsors who make this show possible. So let's have a listen. We'll come right back.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. Office Mart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. Office Mart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at Office Mart.
Welcome back to Local Matters. I'm Lewis Matheny. I'm in the studio today with the Putnam County Library friends and the two people I have with me, one of whom I've just met, one who I have known a little bit about before, and I have share a passion for reading and libraries. So it's Connie Albright and Marcia Flatt. And we had talked just for a brief moment earlier that when I remember there being only a board, that the person that headed that board was Ann Lowe. And during our break, Connie and I were talking about Ann's long years there and how Connie came to fill her shoes, so to speak. So tell us about that. How long was Ann on the board, the library board? Would it have been called board of directors, library board?
They're the board of trustees.
Board of trustees, okay.
Yes, and they are the governing board of the library. Ann was on the board for over 40 years. She served as the president or the board chair for 38 years. And when she decided to step down and not to be reappointed to that position, she had asked me if I would allow her to nominate me as board chair. And I chose to do that. And so I served as the chair of the Board of Trustees of the Putnam County Library for several years. Then after that, not 38, but several after that. And it's an enlightening position to do.
Right. And that led to the Putnam County Library Friends, which didn't exist years ago and now does. And, you know, one of the things that I think some people might be interested in knowing is, can they be a part of Putnam County Library Friends? And the answer, I think, is yes. Marcia, do you want to talk about that, or Connie?
Sure. Yes, everyone can be part of the Putnam County Library Friends. And you can do that for as little as a $10 annual membership donation. You can pick up forms at the, I think we have them available at the library, right, Connie? Mm-hmm. Or you can find them on our website, which you can go to. If you go to the Putnam County Library website, we have just a link off that for our friends group. So you can just fill out an application and send it in. And membership does come with benefits in this case. Those benefits are early admission to the bookstore, which we call Twice Told Tales. And that is the first Saturday of every month. Members get in early. They get to come Friday evening. So that's one of the big benefits. And we have other events throughout the year that members get early access to or early information about, just nice community events like Books and Brews or Coffees with an Author. We also have an upcoming event in the fall called Evening with an Author, and that's just a really nice community event. It's one of our major fundraisers along with the bookstore. And we're in the early planning stages of that, but we really look forward to sharing more information on that soon.
That's great. You know, I was thinking as you were talking in all the years that I was in love with the library, that one thing that remains lodged in my brain, I have bits of trivia that perhaps I don't need use of anymore, but that includes about 10 phone numbers total that I can remember from childhood. And as contact lists in our phone have replaced, you know, we used to memorize a phone number, but to this day, 526-2416 will always be in my head as the phone number for the library itself. And for a brief moment, when I was there and exploding with energy as a young guy, they didn't have a reference library. And I maybe have told you this or not, but when I was a volunteer, they gave me the job of reference librarian because I was exploding with energy and saying, what can I do next? What can I do next? So it was so much fun getting to pick up that phone that, you know, you dial 526-2416 saying Putnam County Library. And that was an early version, if you will, of Googling. You know, you'd call the library back then and say, what is the population and square mileage of the capital of Argentina? And what is the capital of Argentina? And I'd take down a phone number, go do the research in our reference section, which you couldn't check out. It was there to be referenced and left there. And those were valuable books, valuable information, and then call the person back and give them the, you know, answer. So there were so many people that were benevolent, you know, toward me as a kid with all this energy who wanted to continue working there. And that benevolence is just this thing that comes full circle, the benevolence on your part, you know, to be a part of this organization. And I didn't actually know the answer to the question about how you can become a part of the Putnam County Library Friends. And I wanted to raise my hand and go, me, 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 like I did as a kid. So I'm going to join. I mean, I have to. It's just something that I think is essential. But you have a lot of events that you sponsor. The book sale, I can remember book sales there. And being able to find books that you actually couldn't find in stores then and that you can't find online now can be found in these book sales because perhaps you happen to have a copy that nobody else had along the way. And those are the first Saturday of every month. Is that right?
Yes, yeah. That is correct.
That's great. So, there are a lot of other events that go on there. And I noticed that in this fall, you're having the Evening with an Author, you know, so you have events that actually are, in a way, you could say activities as well, you know, so it isn't this experience when you go to the library where you're being passive, whereas at home on your computer, you're being passive and being fed this information, whereas the library, you have to literally get up, get out of your house, go there somehow, and once you're there, move about, and it becomes this activity, you know. And then when you have actual activities and become a part of that, it's just kind of exciting that the library can be that. And I think a lot of people are just starting to learn that again, you know. So its location is also great, you know, in the places I've lived that include New York City and Chicago, there are museums and libraries on the parks. You know, the main branch of the New York Public Library is what is behind it is Bryant Park. And therefore, there's a reason for that. It's go to the park, hang out, have fun, be physical, then step inside and sit down and read. You're physical and you become more intelligent, if you will, your mind gets to expand by way of the library. And so your location, interestingly enough, didn't have a park at the time, but the park has grown up and around it. And I think it can be such a great asset to the library and the library to the park now. I can hopefully see people in the future. And I'm hearing that the park is expanding more. It's a great place. It's a great place to be. You know, it's sort of like a faded moment that we didn't know that they would eventually become this integrated thing with the museum, the Kufl History Museum next to you. You know, your sort of sidekick, if you will, for information. How do you feel about the park itself and how it's affected the library? Any ideas or any insight?
The negative to the park is that it has taken away parking spaces for the library.
I see, yeah.
Because a lot of people used to park over there, you know, when it was a parking lot for the retail that was
right.
over in that
I
area.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yes.
Sure.
But the park as a whole is just wonderful. They've got the playground there now, and all the kids during the summertime when the weather's great, the kids are there playing, and it is just really wonderful. And it can be utilized in so many ways in conjunction with the library, and especially during summer reading programs and things like that that they have. So it's wonderful.
And in the expansion of the park, my understanding is they're adding parking, not right next to you, but in other places. But again, it can become this interactive experience where you park here and perhaps beeline over to the library and then back into the park. So
yes.
We'll just see as it goes. You know, I mean, when we look back now at the history of the library's location, and I recall the home that was torn down to put a library there. If I could go back in time, there are several things that all of us did in small towns and big cities across the country where these older structures were, in this case, really kicked aside. But, we, you know, with careful thought ahead of time, but it just was the ultimate location where it should be. And if we could go back and do it over, I think you'd keep the home and put the library where the parking lot was was at the time, which is now a park. So, but, you know, we're now more conscious, everybody, small towns and big, and how we plan for the future. And in New York City, one of the greatest disasters ever that led to historic preservation of buildings was the tearing down of the original Penn Station, which was this great glass and steel structure that stood where Madison Square Garden is now. And Madison Square Garden, which is very beneficial to so many people, both with music and sports, is arguably one of the really ugliest eyesores in the New York City landscape. This flat plate, if you will, it looks like something you put over a plate to keep food warm. And underneath it underneath Madison Square Gardens are still the trains. It's just that you can't go up out of the ground without going directly into the street. As the post office has become changed in years, they don't need the amount of space that they have. And there's some talk that this great structure that has the post office in it, the main office, may become the train station. So we'll see. You know, we just change and evolve as we go along, I guess, is the best way to put it. Putnam County Friends of the Library. Putnam County Library Friends is the actual name. And it's just a great idea that warms my heart. And I think a lot of other people, too. And you both really are devoting something, both your hearts and your time and your intelligence to this. And that must be rewarding to each of you, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. I forget how long you've been there, Marcia.
So this is my first year as president.
Wow.
And I served 2 years previous to that as secretary. So going into my third year. So I'm quite new.
Yeah. Quite new. And as the years pass, we'll see how long that lasts and look back and say, goodness, that was 10 great years, you know. And,
right.
And you probably didn't know, but you knew my Aunt Jean Evelyn Warren, who, when she retired, began her volunteer work at the library where she was for 20 years alongside my uncle. She was mostly interfacing with the public while he was not a public guy and stayed downstairs repairing books by hand lettering old books that needed a good new spine and that kind of thing. Do you still have that kind of thing going on where you repair books the old fashioned way, or do you know?
Oh yes, they do. They have a processing department and they do some of that work still there. It's needed on a daily basis.
Yeah. You know, I learned how to put a cover on a dust jacket, and some people don't know that the dust jacket is the paper that wraps around a hardback book, and then those need a protection by a dust jacket cover. And I still buy from the same supplier that the library did years ago, and I have them in – I have a personal libraries in all my homes and, as I said, this book collection. So I still love that process, that tactile manual thing that a machine could never do. You know, we're looking at how robotics and machines may or may not take over – the workforce in the future. And I think there's some fear, but also some looking forward to it. But that's something I can't imagine a machine being able to do. You know, it requires, I don't know what it requires other than a good eye and precision, and maybe a machine can do that. But in the meantime, we have humans involved with the library, and we've been talking with Putnam County Library friends here on Local Matters with Marsha Flatt and Connie Albright, and it's been great having you here today. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you.
Thank you.